There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, my little cutie pies. It's me, Liz Sanders. This is my podcast, Cuddle Club. Thank you for listening. Yes, it's another podcast about cuddling. No, we haven't got too many yet. This week, I'm speaking to Chi, Lucia Keskin, if you don't mind. And you will see through the episode, I have a weird sort of affinity connection thing with her where I feel like she's my little sister and I've got to look after her. We don't really know each other apart from online. If you don't know her, she is so funny online. I'll give you her handles at the end of it. She just does very unique videos on Instagram and Twitter, and then she's just like, she's so funny. I retweeted something of hers the other day where she said, does the vaccine come in rose gold? What a tweet. Anyway, let's get into it. Okay, Chi, I'm going to say hello again. We said hello a few times. And yeah. But let's do it again now for the cameras.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hello.
We've just been talking that you're a 19-year-old trapped in an old lady's body.
Yeah.
Which will turn some people on, I'm sure. Why is that? Because you hang around with your nan and granddad a lot, you were saying.
Yeah, I don't really speak to anyone that's young. I kind of have an age limit on.
Do your nan and granddad like your online stuff?
Yeah, my nan and granddad probably get me more than my mum.
Really?
Because I think I relate to them because they're old, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just all I've ever known is old people, really. It's true, it's sad, but it's true.
You just like, so when things open up again, you'll just be like playing bridge, like in the old man's club. Where do you hang out in Margate?
In my house. Honestly, when I tell you that lockdown is no different to my normal life, it's true.
Is your nan and granddad in your bubble?
Yeah, we're just there because they would otherwise, they'd have to have like carers come in. So we're just basically the carers, which is fun for me.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have to... But how much caring do you have to do? Have they got anything?
Well, it's mainly my mum and my auntie, but I make tea a lot.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's
so where I you can't come do in. A lot more. Well, or I can do BLT now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you were boasting about that.
Yeah. I am quite the boaster.
Yeah. So the BLT, that's a case of bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
And you just work that out. How did, or someone gave you that info?
Well, I always knew about them, but I'd never had one until a few weeks ago. My mum started, she just decided to make it. And I thought, oh, this is great. And I realised it takes a lot more effort than you think, but it's still worth it in the end.
Yeah. What? Because it's the bacon, the lettuce and the tomato sort of thing.
Yeah. And you have to, well, I don't think it's a rule, but you have to toast the bread, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not so hard it's and fast rule, but yeah.
It's a lot at once, you know, it's not just like your average sandwich or toast.
Yeah, well, think of it like a green screen, you know, the effort that you put into a green screen, and that really does pay off on the content. And then maybe it's worth it, it's worth it in the end sort of thing.
Yeah, it is worth it in the end, 100%.
And that's the... That's the sort of take home really from this, the BLT, it's worth it in the end.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want on a t-shirt.
Oh good, we'll get to that question because we have got some I ask you the best advice. Well, we'll get to that. It's question four. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. First of all, it's time of course for the quick fire round.
Okay.
Are you quite a quick person?
I'm very slow, but I think I can try and, well, I mean, I'm slow in many ways, but I mean, I can be quick.
You just asked what a cog was, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh. The producer said, go to the cog, and you said, what's a cog? I don't know anything. Yeah. And I thought, this girl reminds me of myself, I've got to say.
I was just going to say, I can be fast. That was all I had to add.
Okay. Well, let's see how fast you can be in the old quick fire round. And I dare say we'll pop a jingle in there. Okay. So just whatever comes to your head, okay? Don't overthink it. Because I certainly didn't overthink it when I wrote these. So, okay. iPod touch or touching on the butt?
Touching on the butt.
Yeah, again, here's a quick fire round, okay?
Yeah, sorry. That was...
You know when you said, yeah, you know when you said you could be fast.
I think I just was slower.
Yeah, slower than ever, yeah. Hands free or free hands?
Free
hands.
Don't
overthink it. Yeah, free hands, yeah. Embrace the band or embrace the man?
Embrace the band.
Okay, first time we've had that one. Hands down or hands down or Dan's hands? And it's Daniel Radcliffe.
Hands down.
Okay. Before the pandy, cuddly kind of gal before the pandy?
Oh, more than anything. I just love to hug. Honestly, everyone, it's been so sad for me because I was always, I just loved to hug and everything. Everyone.
Really?
Yeah. I think I kind of overhugged in a way.
Yeah. I think you might be my little sister in a way. I feel like we've got a similar vibe, don't you?
I think so. Yeah. Maybe my mum isn't really my mum.
Well, maybe your mum's your mum, but maybe the dad scenario.
I've never met my dad.
I've met your dad, and I call him Daddy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know who where he is or what he is, so that is a possibility.
Well, hang on. So how come you've never met your dad, or is that... Do you mind me asking that?
Oh, no, absolutely. No. Just never met him. Don't know who he is, what he does, or...
Does your mum know who he is?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Okay. Is this another podcast where we find your dad?
Oh, I hope so. That would be great.
I think this is a spin-off podcast where we... And it's called Where's Daddy?
Podcast Family. Oh, yes. No, I think my dad could be someone like...
Gary Barlow from Take That.
Yeah, it could be Gary Barlow. Like, what's the guy that does the gardening? Alan Titchmarsh. Because I get really bad hay fever, so it could be
him. Yeah, we've not got a lot to go on, just the hay fever. Okay, we are looking for big eyebrows. We know that. Could be. Or did you get them from your mother?
Oh, my mum hasn't really got any eyebrows, so probably
father. Okay, well, something to think about, certainly. But if it was it could be my dad. My dad was around the Thanet area.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, actually, maybe the timelines don't quite meet up, but I'll ask him.
Well, it would be ideal, wouldn't it?
It would be so fun, wouldn't it?
It would be so fun. We could roller skate everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, this is a TV show, actually. It's a TV show. We find out of our sisters and we find your dad and we ask my dad. We start on my dad and just say, do you recognise her? Anything to say?
No. And then we find out that he's lying.
Yeah. And we say, then we put like grass under his nose to check if he's got hay fever.
Yeah, and if he has, if he sneezes, that it's mine.
If he sneezes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I'll say, how come you kept in touch with me and not her? Different mums, I suppose, but also maybe our mums just got different approaches.
Yeah, exactly. Different views.
Yeah, different views on how much freedom you give them.
Yeah, exactly. And how important dads are. Maybe my mum just thinks, who needs a dad?
Yeah, unnecessary. My friend is bringing up her daughter on her own and she's so happy. And the little kid is so happy and the mum is so happy. And they just do what they want and it's lovely to see, really. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Okay, best advice you've ever been given. And then we try and turn it into a marketing slogan / merchandise.
My mum always said, never get in a stranger's van.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's good advice.
And I've never really gotten a stranger's van and I've been fine.
I wanted to do a chat-up line book called Get in the Van and Other Chat-up Lines.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. Okay, so don't get in the vans. It could be a collaboration with Vans Trainers. Don't get in the vans, get in the vans.
Yeah, don't make sure you're in the right van.
Make sure in the right vans. And then they ask us in the brackets, but just for this merchandise. Vans down, like hands down.
Yeah, vans down.
And it could be a callback to the other question, hands down or Dan's hands?
Hands down.
Vans down.
Yeah, vans, don't get in the vans, get out the hands.
Hands up for vans down. It's not that pithy. But don't get in the van is a lovely... But what if a stranger came in a car?
Yeah, I think car as well, but I think just... She mainly kind of stressed the van. But I think she probably meant cars as well. I've not got in either, but I think it just vans more stereotypical.
Paedophiles do tend to sort of have a van. They're ambitious, so they're like, you can get more kids in a van.
But like, you wouldn't imagine a paedophile with a smart car, would you? Like a little little ones.
No, because so they're not ethical. It does make sense. You wouldn't imagine a paedophile with a motorbike with a side carriage.
Yeah, exactly. Or them things that's like a raincoat with wheels that old people drive.
Yeah. Oh, I would imagine them in one of them, actually.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
So, cuddly mum, would you say?
She probably was a bit, but I think my level of hugging was so high, it's hard to tell because it's probably normal, but I was just a bit over the top.
I was. Do you have brothers and sisters?
No, nothing.
What?
No brother, sister, or dad.
Oh my God. So just you, mum, nan, granddad.
Yeah. No pets. I wasn't allowed any pets, so it's just me and some pens.
You, your mum who believes in Donald Trump, and no animals.
Yeah, say a prayer.
Well, at least you're still living at home now, though.
Yeah, not for long. I'm escaping soon.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
I want to go to London and live my life.
Yeah.
Just.
I wish I had a spare room so I could adopt you.
I'll just sleep in your shoebox.
you can be my pet. Yeah. Right, this is Alain de Botton, something to say. What would you like an ideal book to explain to you?
Just normal things, like normal things that people don't really teach you how to do, like how to turn on a washing machine.
Yeah.
Just things that I was never taught that we don't get taught. I don't really know the basic things. I know things that you don't really need to know. Mm.
Pensions, ISA, what emotions are, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where your dad is.
Just basic life. Yeah. What's a dad? See, I'm not asking for a lot. Just the basics.
We're cuddling up. We're cuddling down. We're cuddling all around. What's the one thing that you want and what do you think your block is to getting it? That's deep. We're going deep.
That is, I'm not going to say a dad. Mm. A dog.
A dog. That's the one thing that you want.
Yeah.
And what?
Just a dog.
And what's the block to getting it? The fact they're about $3,000 right now.
No, my mum doesn't let me have anything.
Do you want me to write her a letter?
But that's fine because... But the plan is when I've left, I'm going to move to London and have loads of dogs.
Oh, God.
So then I'll have...
You can't become a dog lady. It's too early.
I want to become a dog lady. The thing is, I feel like I am close to menopause.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean?
You're wasting your life here. You're wasting your life. You've got to get your period first. You can't...
And
it's
time for
I'm just so ready to just settle down.
Settle down with six dogs and call it a day.
And now it's time for
countdown. That's where we differ because I don't like dogs.
Don't like dogs?
No, I don't. I now and again, I'll meet one and I'll think, you're actually all right, mate. But most of them, I think, they stink, they eat their own shit, you have to run around after them. It's not conducive.
Do you like cats?
Yeah, I do, but I'm allergic to them, but I do really like them. There's ones that are like quite fluffy, but you apparently, like people with allergies don't mind them. But I don't want to drag them away from their brother and sister because I watched a documentary. But you know, about those triplets, three identical strangers, and they were separated at birth. And now I don't want to separate a cat at birth from his or her brother and sister.
Oh, yeah. It makes you think, don't it? Since Davina did that program, Long Lost Family. It
makes you think.
It makes you think everything more harder.
Yeah, it does make you think. I wish I was thicker, and then I think I'd be happier. And I'm quite thick, so that's saying something.
I don't think I could be any thicker. I wouldn't be able to walk.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You could put this music under anything. Best hug you've ever had, if you don't mind.
Okay, best hug ever was, so I met Ronnie Mitchell from EastEnders and she hugged me and I felt like I was safe.
Oh, what an answer. Now, who's Ronnie Mitchell?
Yeah, so she's from EastEnders, her and Roxy.
Can I just Google her so I do know what a safe pair of arms
her name's like? Sam Womack is her actual name, but they're the characters.
Oh, she's lovely. I do know her. And you've just felt safe in her lovely arms, did you?
Yeah, I just felt, wow, this is it, you know, I feel safe now.
Yeah. And then did the safety go when she stopped the hug?
Yeah, I was back to the reality of life.
Wonder if I'm going to get you a life-size doll of Sam Womack.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
I wonder if that's how we work around this situation.
Yeah.
The casting director for EastEnders once came to an improv show I was doing in Edinburgh, really out the way with my friend. There was about four audience members and the casting director for EastEnders. And we kept doing like scenes from EastEnders to try and get. Would you like to be in EastEnders? Have you been in EastEnders? For real? No.
No.
That'd be such a funny thing for them to put you in there. Or Coronation Street.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I look like Natalie Cassidy, so I could easily play her.
Yeah, that's where I'm getting confused. You do a lot of Natalie Cassidy stuff. But wouldn't it be quite a funny thing for them to actually put you in? No, it's just really funny because you don't even look that much like. I don't think.
I do. Honestly, naturally, when I haven't got any makeup on, I am Sonia.
Maybe you're just naturally. Yeah, maybe you are her with no makeup sort of 10 years ago or something. But what if they put you in as a new character? That would be so funny. One for the fans.
I'd just be like Ian Beale's new woman or something.
Maybe you could be his long lost daughter and then life imitates art.
Oh yeah, finally found my dad is actually Ian Beale.
Matt, would you play it if you were in EastEnders? Would you be double pranking? Like, would you play it straight? Like, would you be trying to act well or would you be like doing it with a wry eye?
I don't actually know. I think I couldn't take it seriously. I couldn't stare into the eyes of, you know, Steve McFadden and do a scene.
Do you remember when the Christmas money went missing? Arthur had taken the Christmas money. I couldn't believe that. Bloody Arthur took the Christmas money. Could you believe that?
The things that have happened, it's just,
well, it's beggar's
heart wrenching.
It's beggar's belief, really. Where do they it write is. This stuff?
It's like a weird long dream.
No, I can't. Well, I didn't watch after Arthur took the Christmas money because I thought, not the Arthur I know, not on my watch. And then I couldn't watch it anymore.
That's what I did with Ronnie and Roxy because they drowned, and I thought, no, I'm not having this.
No, oh, what, do you hate women so much you have to drown the strong good ones?
Yeah, why do you have to drown everyone that's good?
Yeah, or they're a victim of incest or whatever else is going on. Worst thing you've ever done? Yeah. Straight in.
Worst thing I've ever done. Thought Park stealth. There's this roller coaster at Thought Park.
Yeah.
I'm scared of everything. Mm. So I went with my friends and they said, no, it's fine. And I went with an open mind and I said, I'm willing to try anything. I can do anything if I just relax. And so they said, okay, well, we'll go on the fastest roller coaster in the world first.
Oh, no.
And they took me on stealth, which is like, it's over in 17 seconds. It's just,
yeah.
And I said, okay, it's fine. I'll just close my eyes. It'll be over. And I didn't think I was going to. I didn't think I was coming off it.
Yeah.
It felt like life just flashed before everything I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is. Well, in Margate, Dreamland, you know Dreamland, I went on the scary one there. I can't remember what it's called, but I was praying to the angel. I was with my brother and we went on that one first. It was a big mistake. And then I felt sick because I get really dizzy. And I was literally praying to the angels, like saying, my mum can't handle it if we both die. Please, come on.
And at least one of us survive.
At least me survive. Come on. His kids were watching us. At least me. At least their auntie. Don't take these boys' auntie away from them.
Yeah. Take him. I like Dreamland. I can deal with Dreamland just about though. But it's just never open, is it?
It's never open. How is that a business?
Never.
Even before Corona, like in the summer. Oh, a hot summer's day on a Saturday. Yeah, no, we won't open today.
Yeah, like the big wheel's stuck. Someone's stuck at the top, so we can't open the teacups.
We got a two PP stuck in the teacups. That's enough from us. Come on, let us in. Questions. Massages, why are we pretending they're all normal?
Massage. I've never had a massage.
You haven't?
Are they fun? No, I think it's because it's like a one-way hug.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's not really a hug because it's just someone tapping on your back and you can't.
Tapping.
It just feels like a bit backwards.
Tapping on your back. Just someone tapping on your back.
Tapping away, yeah. And it's just, I've just never really interested me. Like, I'd rather just sit down for a bit, really.
Yeah, sit down for a bit with your nan and granddad. Have a cup of tea and dream about the menopause.
Yeah, that is my life.
Eventually you're going to fancy one of your partner's friends. What then?
Just sit down and say no, this isn't happening.
Sit it out. Yeah
say no. Watch cat videos.
Yeah, very pure. Can you ever trust anyone to order for you food wise?
What, like food? I feel like my friends. I feel like my friend probably could order for me in terms of I would eat it, but I feel like I like the control of being able to do it myself.
So it's a no, really.
Yeah, but I could easily be pushed to let them. Do you know what I mean? I'm not really fussy, just go with the flow.
I'll put that down as a maybe. Change of pace. Do you think we choose our parents for the lessons? Leading question.
Well, I don't see, maybe I did. When I wasn't thinking, but I don't see why I'd say I only want one. Who does that, you know?
Oh yeah, go and tell us this one. Okay, last question. This is quite a sincere one. Sorry about that. Okay. The older you get, you know, you're flirting with sincerity, really. The older you get,
yeah.
On the way out to death, you think I might as well have a pop at it.
Yeah, of course.
A moment where you found the most. A moment where you've had, have you had a moment where in your little heart, you're just bursting with joy in your little heart? So much love. Please say yes, otherwise it's very bleak.
Oh, imagine all that. No, never even that.
No, what's that like?
Yeah, definitely.
I'd love to hear about it.
It's just the little things, isn't it? Like, you know, sitting with your nan and granddad and, you know, watching Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Just the little things.
The little things. I think so, which is lovely because there are little things in life. I mean, sorry if people are listening, they can't spend time with their nan and granddad, but when you can,
I actually been showing off this whole podcast.
doesn't have a dad, but I tell you what's harder to come by these days, a full set, one full set of grandparents.
Yeah.
you know, yeah, and to be able to sit with them right now. I mean, lovely old time. I have any grandparents, but that does sound lovely. But when I sit with my mum and dad and we do a crossword or something like that, I'm like, my mum and stepdad, I'm like, because you just know it's not going to last forever as well. So you cherish it even more because you're like,
I just think,
two more, it could be two more Christmases. We just don't know. You know, enjoy it. Hold on to that, you know.
How many more crosswords is there?
Exactly. And I when I say crossword, I give up after 5-10 minutes, but I love the idea of it, the notion.
You know? Do you like word search?
Yeah, I like, are you on Words with Friends?
What's that?
It's like,
yeah. Is that an app?
It's an app, Words with Friends. You'd love it because, you know, as we know, you're
Friends,
in an
80- yeah.
Yeah. No, more like the you know, it's a sort of, it's an older ladies game, so you'd be right in there.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's put your nettle tea on. Yeah,
yeah,
little shower cap, and then away you go.
Yeah.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
Do you believe in, well, I don't know how to phrase this better, but do you believe in the spiritual world, energy, stuff like this?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, great. I love that. I love that.
I love spiritual stuff. Like
when I was, like the earth, yeah. Trees, yeah. When I was 13, and there was a spiritual church in Broadstairs when I was 13, like full of old ladies. And I used to go there for like hands-on healing on a Thursday night.
Oh, that sounds like such a good day.
It was really like, I was such a mess, and I used to go into this healing thing with these old ladies and think, yeah, I don't even believe in it, but I loved it, really. I loved it.
Oh, I love that when people say about they see things and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what you're going to see in a minute. It's a hug for me, but you have to, actually, you have to shut your eyes, and then I tell you that I'm coming in, and then you see if you can feel it, okay? I'm going to try and add healing light to it, okay? 1, 2, 3. I'm coming in. And out she goes.
That was weird. It's like I could also see you, even though my eyes were shut. Yeah. It was like I could see it in my head.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. And I'm ready for mine, actually, when you're ready.
Okay.
I've got my arms open. Don't you do that. Are you gripping me one arm under, one arm over?
No, my hands are linked at the back.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's novel, yeah.
It's like one of them ones where you can't actually ever go.
Okay. Do you feel as safe as you did with Womack?
Yeah, in a way.
Okay, great. Lovely. Thank you. I'm wiggling out of that. I'm wiggling away.
Yeah.
But with a sense
of fun. I'm still there. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. And if I'm in Margate, I will look you up whether you want me to or not.
Absolutely.
And
let's go to Dane Court.
Let's go back to Dane Court and let's, you know, find Daddy, I suppose.
Yeah, find Dad at school.
Find Dad at school. Oh, not the sort of dad that we want for you.
No.
Unless he started again.
Yeah, unless he started again or he's, you know, doing gardening.
Yeah. You see your dad as a gardener, don't you?
I don't know why. It's just because I'm facing a garden. I think I just assume that he must be in that industry.
Yeah, in the garden industry.
Yeah.
That's very
probably
romantic.
Probably more in the kind of.
I think he's a van driver.
Industry.
I think he's a van driver, and that's why your mum
said. That would be ironic.
Yeah, and that's why your mum said, don't get in a
van.
That's
it. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
But all the, think back of all the vans now that have passed me by.
Have you ever said to your mum, quick question, who's my dad?
Yeah, I know his name, but it's just like.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it though? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, I'd rather meet like Sharon Osbourne than meet my dad.
Yeah.
Because I have more of a connection with Sharon Osbourne. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I'd rather meet Sharon Osbourne than your dad as well.
Yeah. It's just one of them things.
Maybe that's a TV show. We go and meet Sharon Osbourne and say, what do you know about being a dad?
My dad.
Yeah.
You are my dad. I chose you.
I chose, yeah. Sharon, born to Oz. No, it doesn't work. Okay, all right, thanks so much. See you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
So that was Chi. You can follow her on Chi with a C on Instagram and Twitter. That's C-H-I with normally and then A-C. And yeah, I mean, I guess it's a case of CCing everybody in. If you know the rest of it, don't make me say it again. Follow me at Cuddle Colour Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And just, you know, have a nice time, I suppose. Make what you can of the world. Take the nice moments. All right, love you. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.